Moving on next until GLBT, we have Big Fatty Online, the Big Gay Sex Show, Feast of Fun, Fox and the City, Gaily Forward, Jake and Cable GLBT Podcast, Las Bivas from Vizcaya, PNS Explosion, the G-Spot, and Transponder. And for the multiple year in a row, congratulations to the co-host of Feast of Fun.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Congratulations to Big Fatty Online.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Hi, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 485 of the BFO for Monday, the 14th. The 14th, I say, of December 2009. Y'all, today's show, Big Fatty, is happy as a lark, and I'll tell you why. Big Fatty. Everyone, I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, this is Big Fatty's last week of work at the coal mine for 2009, because after Friday, we're off for 2 weeks, and we don't have to go back until the 4th of December. So y'all, I'm sure it'll take for fucking ever for this week to move right along. But y'all, I want to talk for just a second about the podcast awards, which were announced on Saturday night. And I want to thank everybody who turned out to hear them live on the Ustream. And then, y'all, there was a group that gathered over in the Pride 48 chat room. And then Miss West, she fired up some sort of a Ustream. Again, I do not think this is a urinary tract infection or anything, but she fired up some Ustream, and y'all, she's got a little pipe. But she did it anyway, and we all got on there, and we chitter-chatted a little bit, and I just want to thank everybody who sent out so many good thoughts and feelings and everything for Big Fatty. And y'all, we just didn't come up with it this year, but you know, that's okay, because, you know, y'all, as Big Fatty has always said, y'all, this is the most ruined podcast. Oh, Big Fatty, you can't even say the word. And y'all, now, I would be very, very upset if someone else had won for the most ruined. but so far, that hasn't happened. And quite frankly, y'all, Big Fatty is the winner every day. Well, Monday through Friday, anyway. Because all of y'all listen to this, and you write to me, and you call the voice letters, and I've got a stack of crema cards here, and y'all, you say things like crema and dear Gussie to your friends, and they go, who the hell is this Gussie person? And you have a BFO ringtone on your phone, and you're out in the stove, and you see bacon on sale, and you go, oh, Big Fatty would be excited. You know, do we have a coupon? You know, it just tickles me to death that you think of the Fat One so much, and that you've made Big Fatty a part of your life, and you have become a very, a very important part of Big Fatty's life. Y'all, before we go any further, I'd like to bring you up to date on what happened over the weekend. Y'all, that Daniel Beaver and his significant other, Joe, were down in the Upchuck over the weekend, and saw them on Friday evening out at the Patrick Club on London.com, and I saw them Saturday evening out at the Patrick Club on London.com. And y'all, then Big Fatty was in the Patrick's Pub on Monday.com again on Sunday afternoon, because y'all, we had the big horror, the horror group crema party. And y'all, we all brought stuff to eat. And y'all, it was delicious. Because, you know, a fatty loves a party food. Oh, Big Fatty. I don't know why I'm so phlegmy. Y'all, we had little ham and turkey. Oh, Big Fatty. Oh, yes, we know you enjoyed that. Ham and turkey sandwiches, and we had cheese and crackers. Y'all, the cheese and crackers was delicious. We had spinach dip. We had those little cocktail weenies and a barbecue sauce. We had pasta salad. We had a seven-layer dip. We had a cheese and meat tray. We had sausage balls. And there was cake, and then there was the giftettes. And, y'all, it was just wonderful. And, y'all, on Friday night... Big Friday, when was it? Saturday night, Big Friday went, oh, can you hear that? No, Big Friday, we cannot hear that, and we cannot hear the gardeners over when they're blowing the yards over on Vera's show.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
Y'all, Saturday night, Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive, they hosted... Oh, dear Gussie, I'm running over a cord here. What cord? Oh, Big Fatty, you're running over the power cord for the computer. That cannot be good, y'all, with all that weight. Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive, they had a little crema party at their, Casa de Kitty. And, y'all, it was fabulous, and they had delicious food. They had the rarest, most delicious roast beef. They had delicious artichoke dip. They had it was like little cornbread squares, but they had ham and cheese in them. Y'all, fabulous. They had delicious cheeses. They had some salmon there also, but y'all, the salmon, smoked salmon swims upstream on Big Fatty. I did not have that. And, y'all, the only thing that I had a problem with is they had these little cheese quake. Oh, poor Big Fatty. They had these cheesecake little rounds with a little slice of strawberry on top of it. And it looked delicious. And so Big Fatty got one of those. And, y'all, I popped it right in my mouth. And then I realized it was wrapped in paper. So then I had a mouthful of paper. Oh, poor Big Fatty. I suggested to Miss Kitty that perhaps next year that the caterer put a little design on the paper so people knew to unwrap it before they popped it in their mouth. Poor Big Fatty. y'all, it was just fabulous. And Miss Kitty had a special small flask of Tanqueray, which was only available for Big Fatty. And y'all, I had to go up to the bartender, and I had to say, could I have a Tanqueray and tonic with two limes? And she said, what is the password? And I had to say, Big Fatty. And she pulled out the flask and poured me the Tanqueray and tonic. Now, y'all, let me just tell you, if you want to put Big Fatty into just total misery, you'll send a package that arrives on a Friday, because, y'all, I gotta wait until I record on Sunday to open it. But, y'all, Big Fatty has received not one, but two packages, and they came in on Friday and Saturday, y'all. And the first one is from the Amazon.com, and I'm just going to reach in here and grab the little piece of paper in here and see who this is from. And it says, have feedback on how we package... No, that's not it. It is... Ah, y'all, this is from Teresa out there in the Seattles. That is so sweet, Teresa. And y'all, let's just see what is in here. Teresa, that is just the sweetest thing. Oh, Big Fatty, we just love you so much. We just had to do something. Y'all, it is, oh Lord, what is this? Oh dear Gussie, Teresa, over the top. Teresa has gone out of control, y'all, out of control, y'all. She has sent me the Star Trek movie with that delicious, what was his name? What is the cute boy's name in this? The brand new Star Trek. Y'all, I love the Star Trek. I don't know. I don't remember what his name is. And I hear all of you. Big Patty, it is Larry. And y'all, she has also sent me a tripod for Big Fatty's flip camera. And y'all, it's got all these colorful, multi-colorful feet. Oh, Big Fatty, you can change the color of your feet. Thank God. thank God they are feet and not thumbs. Because, you know, if it were thumbs, then Derek from the Stars and Retard and his grandpappy would need extra. Oh, with God, there's three of them. So he's okay, too. So, because, you know, he has three thumbs, y'all. Teresa, thank you so much. I guess that means that she wants me to do some sort of vidjoin. Oh, Big Fatty. Chris, is it Chris Pine? I don't know. Anyway, well, I'm pining for him. Teresa, you're just the sweetest thing. And y'all, the second one, I have to admit, this one has gotten me very, very inquisitive. Not that I wasn't inquisitive about the other one, but y'all, this one has come, and I mentioned this on the Miss West's U-string. You know, he's got a very small pipe, y'all. But I mentioned this, y'all. It is Mark Fragile, and it is from thinkfasttoys.com. Thinkfasttoys.com. Well, y'all, first of all, right there, Big Fatty does not think fast. Well, and y'all, let's just see who this is from. We've got the invoice right here. Y'all, I wonder if I'll have to pay this invoice. And y'all, it is from Gavin. It is from Gavin up there at the at the Dragon Podcast. And we're going to just have to see what this is all about. Y'all, it is thinkfasttoys.com. Okay. Y'all, they all come with these bags of air in them. Just, it's a bag of air. And y'all, it looks like it is a bottle of poppers. But, you know, I'm sure Gavin did not send me a bottle of poppers. Well, I don't know. Maybe he did. Oh, dear Gussie. Can I open this? Y'all, it is fragile. Oh, I probably need the scissors. Big Fatty, get the scissors and get on with it. We do not have all day. Y'all, actually, Big Fatty got three gifts, and I'll have to tell you about the third one as soon as I can open it. Jesus Christ! Y'all, it is as if the skull has gone to work for thinktoys.com, because there is more tape on here than should be allowed. And so let's just see. Okay, we're getting through. And y'all, it's covered in that bubble wrap, and it's tape. Oh, dear Gussie. And y'all, it is. Y'all, it is a pickle. Y'all, it is a it is a big old green warty pickle. And it is the pickle. And y'all, let me just read what it says on here. It says, the pickle, long ago when parents decorated the Christmas tree, they hung the pickle ornament last, hiding it in the green boughs. When the children were allowed to view the tree, they would begin searching for the pickle ornament because they knew they would receive an extra gift for being the most absorbent. Not absorbent. Oh, poor Big Fatty. Observant. Y'all, it is a pickle crema tree ornament. Y'all, that is the cutest thing. Gavin, I hope that your pickle doesn't have all kind of warts on it like this, but oh, Big Fatty, you had to go there, didn't you? You just had to go there. Y'all, thank you, Gavin. That is that is sweet. Very sweet of you, and I'll try to make it up to you when I see you in D.C. Brown chicken, brown cow. Brown chicken, brown cow. But y'all, Big Fatty got another giftette, and y'all, it came in the e-letters. And let me just go over here and tell you about it, because y'all, I was like, what? Oh, Big Fatty, that is wonderful. Y'all, I got from Eric, and Eric, I'm not sure where you're from, but I take that back. Eric, I believe, is from, what it says right here. Big Fatty, have a horrible crema from a lurker in Little Rock. Sincerely, Eric B. Y'all, I think Eric used to listen to the Little Fatty Cast. And y'all, if this is the same Eric I'm thinking of, he has all the delicious tattoos and everything. And I think he met Omar in the Atlantas at one time. So Eric, let me know if that is you, and a little e-letter telling me what your snail mail address is, and I'll put a little 2009 BFO Crema card and Crema Happy in the mail to you. But y'all, he has sent me a $30 electronic gift certificate to the leather post.com. Y'all, I've never been to this site before, and needless to say, Big Fatty has been over there trying to decide what he is going to use his gift certificate on, because you know it's like an electronic coupon. Y'all, that Kim Beaver is at it again. I've just received something in the e-letters from her. Let's just go over here. Y'all, I don't know why. Oh, there is. Look at there. That is the lurking lordship. Lord Byron is up there in the balcony with those Muppet things. And I'll have to go over here and read the whole thing. But y'all, Kim Beaver also put big fatty in a big old Queen's outfit. Yes! But y'all, I have also gotten several requests from listeners to follow Big Fatty on the Twitty, and I don't know exactly who some of these people are, so y'all, you need to send me an e-letter and say, Big Fatty, that is me! Please approve me! Because there's several of them over here that I'm not, I'm not sure who you are. Y'all, we have Kelly Bassett. Kelly says, what's happened on Santa's lap stays on Santa's lap. So it sounds like Kelly may be a listener to the BFO, because that sounds like something Big Fatty would say. Then we have got the Singing Swift. And the Singing Swift says, Shambo, did you fly at the new tree, or are you a bit cautious of it? I don't know what that is. Are there shiny things growing from it? I don't know what that means. Y'all, then there was Cinderella. Cinderella is from the Oklahoma City. And her latest tweet says, Aunt Rita is going to help decorate my crema cookies. This will be my excuse for their somewhat bizarre appearance. Oh, dear Gussie. And y'all, then the last one is from somebody named Santa Claus. And y'all, he lives at the North Pole, and he is building toys and singing crema songs. So y'all, if any of those are you, just send an e-letter to Big Fatty so I can approve them, and we'll go from there. Now y'all, I had several people say, now Big Fatty, if you had won the podcast award, what would your acceptance speech have been? And y'all, I've thought of it, and I'm going to give it to you right now.
Congratulations to Big Fatty Online.
Well, thank you so much. I want to thank all the little people out there, especially the ones that are under 5 feet. And I just want to tell Jesus to suck it. Oh, dear Gussie.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good, gosh, and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.